Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Labor Day morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your, well, holiday morning, really. We're in for the morning shift. Thank you, Allie, Mike, and Bo. Going to be here till 10 o'clock, which means we'll get an hour of the steakhouse, Steak and Sandra. I'm going to move this quick, and I'm going to send you guys to a couple places to see the casting call list. There are job opportunities out there, everything from those of you who have go-karts and other vehicles from the 80s to a male saxophone player to, where's that other one here? I want to make sure I get all this stuff right here. They need kids, 4 to 11 years old. There's a need for medical personnel. All of this stuff is there. These jobs, and they're not shooting like in the next couple days, so you got plenty of time to submit yourself. But go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You'll see the list there. You'll see it. In fact, I just redid it on X at Get Cast with Greg. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff? It's greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, I'm just going to be here for you. You've heard a number of things, Sam, about the industry and what it's doing right now and where it's going through and the issues that make it different than last year. Doesn't matter. They're always going to be filming some stuff here. There's too much infrastructure here not to have some kind of industry. But it has been very, very competitive.
Yeah.
I'm going up against real actors now. that was why I was having this. I am not aware of why I have been blessed and fortunate to get some of these roles. Because I'm not competing with a lot of these, but now them same dudes, they're looking for work too. So we're both going for the same America's Best commercial or I'm going out there for. But you know who else is also going for this? Because people have made business decisions over the last 15 years or so with the industry here.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have met people who've come up to me talking about, I used to work here at this place and I left and now I'm, doing day player jobs. Well, one of the people that is, I guess you can call it, well, we'll ask him if he considers himself an actor, is our own Eric Lee. Eric, okay. are you with us there, buddy, and good morning.
I am with you guys, and good morning, and I do consider myself an actor.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Me and him, we have gone and auditioned for a lot of the same roles.
Okay.
But I don't see Eric a lot because he's down on the 8th floor.
Okay.
And he's also out in the streets. Because his job, he got to go out there and do some other stuff. Now, when did you start auditioning, Eric?
Well, I started auditioning back in 2011, but I've been acting since high school, but I got burnt out and decided to leave it alone. And then I moved to Atlanta. I was like, you know what? I might give it another shot. And then I started auditioning again.
Okay. So you had representation. Like, I started casting call in 2011. You were already represented?
Yeah, it was interesting because I had a full resume on IMDb, and there was a young lady that was starting a agency, and she asked me, she says, hey, do you have? She was actually perusing, I guess, IMDb. Mm-hmm. And she asked me, hey, do you have representation? I was like, no, I've been trying to get representation. She says, well, you got a full resume. I had a performance reel, the whole nine. And she took a chance on me, and it's been good.
Man, that was a Wild West, too, because everybody knew that Atlanta was getting ready to blow up. Georgia was getting ready to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to trip and fall into that situation, this is pretty good. I didn't have any representation then.
No,
not when I started this. I mean, I wasn't signed to anybody.
Okay.
I was getting stuff, but not until, maybe 2012.
Okay.
No, actually a little bit before that, 2010, something like that. But anyway, again, Eric Lee works here at Odyssey, but he is an actor locally.
Yeah.
Which,
and a comedian.
No, Odyssey, I didn't laugh, but I was going to get to that in just a second. But tell, what's it like for you right now? Before we get into the other thing, as far as your acting, the last year or so, let's just put it this way. Post-pandemic for you, what have been your struggles?
Actually, it's just the number of auditions prior to the pandemic. I felt as though I was going out maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a week on audition. I was like, man, I had so many characters in my head, man. People probably thought something was going on with me. I'm sitting there talking to myself in the car, just basically going over lines, trying to keep up with all the auditions that were coming in. So it slowed down. But at the same time, I was blessed enough to pick up a couple of roles at the same time. So it's been okay.
And I would see Eric and he would tell me about this role or did you audition for this? And it'd be the same thing that I did. And neither one of us got it.
Whoa.
All right. So here we are. We find ourselves in August 2025. And we know the events of the last year or so where there have been studios that have left this state. And it's a changing landscape right now. So you picked up something, and you did something a little different than some of the other actors, because there's a lot of people here making business decisions.
Right.
I say in radio, it's kind of like the morning man who's making six digits a year and got kids in private school and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden the station changes.
Right.
And you got to pivot. And you got to find something to do. A lot of people are having that situation going on right now. But you did something that I didn't think about, nor did I know that it was offered in the way it was. Tell everybody about your venture into comedy.
Well, my acting coach said, hey, man, all of the things that you do seem to be classically the same character, really authoritative, playing judges and attorneys and sheriffs and things of that nature, law and order type of guy. So he said, look, man, you need to kind of lighten your reel up a little bit. Have you ever thought about doing stand-up comedy? I was like, absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not. He said, well, take a comedy class. And I took a comedy class, a stand-up comedy class. It was a comedian trained us for 6 weeks. And then we had a performance afterwards. And I'm like, you know what? This is kind of fun. I sent the performance to a couple of real actors here in Atlanta. And they were like, dude, you got it. He says, I got people that are 20-year vets that can't tell a story the way that you do. So And I think that goes back to, you know, the training from theater. You know, you're telling the story, but at the same time, it has to have a punchline. So I've been excited about it, man. I'm actually sitting here writing jokes now.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. Since you never did this before, and we all have a perception about what it's like to be a stand-up comic. You ever done an open mic night?
Yeah, done open mic night. Matter of fact, they made me do an open mic night before we did our performance.
No. I mean before you got into this.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. I'm sorry. I jumped on Sam's question. Go ahead, Sam.
No, Eric, good morning to you, man. And we're fascinated here to hear what you're doing and your process. I always think about comedians and the material. You're writing jokes. Where are you getting your material? Who are you seeing? Are you going by stuff that you see, stuff that you read or hear? Where's that material coming from?
TV.
All right.
You can't make this stuff up. Like right now, I'm doing a segment called FAFO. You know what that means? F around and find out. And one of my first lines is, you know, we're gonna talk about it. First, Latinos for Trump. Y'all voted for him. Then he deported you. You effed around and found out. So it's a whole list of stuff.
Eric.
Well, I'm asking the question not because of that, but I'm asking the question because I was at an NCAA tournament one year up in Philadelphia. I'm in a hotel, and
right?
It snowed, and there are people slipping and sliding, walking up and down the sidewalk. And all I could see was the backside of this guy, big, broad shoulders, and had a jacket on, a lot of NFL logos. It was comedian George Wallace. And he was getting material just watching people walk up and down the sidewalk, slipping and slipping and busting their can. And we were laughing. We were howling. And I wasn't even sure who it was. Who is this? And but he was getting material, man. You know, sitting in the hotel lobby, right?
Absolutely. They encourage us to carry a notepad and a pencil. They said because a short pencil is better than a long memory. And I keep a notepad on my, on my phone. So, you know, I'll be walking through Walmart and new jokes just come running to you. You go to Walmart, you can talk about all kinds of things.
That's true.
You see everything in Walmart.
You got a sociology.
You know, so yeah, just life. You just look at life and, you know, and see what people do.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to ask you, how many times have you been on stage doing stand-up? The number of times.
Now it's been about 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
In terms of having a real audience around.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you know, I'm just trying to write more jokes to have a longer set because I found out that this can be a very lucrative place if you do it the right way.
It can be. I'm curious about a couple things because stand up is such a unique world to live in. It really is, and it's a lonely one. It's a lonely one at times, too. So my question is this. You've decided to jump in with both feet. What was it like if you've had this happen to you yet? I don't know that it has. Is the same enthusiasm that you're talking about right now and writing jokes and you're attacking the day today, is that same intensity there the day after you got booed on stage?
I've never got booed.
Okay, so. Well then, you know that's going to happen though.
Nice,
and that's,
you know,
great. That's great.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's when it happens though. It's when you think you've landed. This is what I've heard from other comedians. You think you have got the greatest joke or the greatest story, and it lands like a bag of rocks. And then getting up the next day to do it again, and the want to do it again, and maybe adjust it a little bit there. There are all kinds of people who will tell you that first night that Richard Pryor did his comeback concert where he's in the suit after he got burned. We've seen the HBO finished version, but that night before he went out and did that same act, bombed. It just bombed. Yeah. Everybody will tell you, Richard Pryor bombed, but he came back and he had one of the most iconic concerts we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was curious about with you, Eric, as you've gone through this process where you've got the response that you weren't expecting, but yet you attack the next day with the same sort of vigor.
Yeah, I mean, when having conversations with other comedians as well as their instructor, there's going to be some times that you're going to do a joke and it's going to fall flat, and you know, to be prepared for it. But I get it. One of the things that I took a class with Kim Fields years ago, and she says, Eric, no matter how many auditions that you go on, understand that you didn't get the part. And I was like, hold on, what you mean? Why am I doing this if I'm not getting the part? He says, because there are going to be some times where you don't know why people pick you or things of that nature. So be prepared for the disappointment, but that's not to say that you didn't do a good job.
Yep.
So and if I land a bad joke and it didn't do well, you know, get up and understand that it just didn't work that night. But there are some people that may find you funny. So and at the same time, I think I got some comebacks at the end of the day. If you don't laugh, I say drink more. It'll get funnier.
Eric, listen, man, we're going to get you back on here because as long as I'm doing this casting call, you and I have talked about some things in the hallway that I said, man, I wish I could get him on and talk about this. So we're going to have you back. But
appreciate
listen,
you guys for having me.
Absolutely, man. And enjoy the rest of your day.
And I shall.
If you see the name up on a billboard, Eric Lee, go check out the show.
Go check him out.
Thanks, Eric.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day. As always, buddy. I don't know that I could do that, you know, on a regular basis.
Yep.
You know, the acting part is one thing, but the stand up, you got to be hooked up a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
To do that.
My niece is giving it a try up in New York, in Brooklyn, no less. I said, you in Brooklyn, you better be funny, girl.
Well, I was just. That's true. I've seen both of your nieces.
Yeah.
The one that's doing stand up, is she noticeably different, her personality, than the other one?
Yep.
That's why.
Yep.
That's why.
She can do it.
All right. We're heading into this 9 o'clock hour, which would normally be the steakhouse, but it is Sam and Greg here on a Labor Day morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.